நேயர்களை நாம் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது 107.4 MHz அலைவரிசையில் தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி.
ஹலோ லிசனர்ஸ், யூ ஆல் நோ த டிஎன்ஏயூ கம்யூனிட்டி ரேடியோ இஸ் என்கரேஜிங் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் டு பார்ட்டிசிபேட் அண்ட் டு ப்ரெசென்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ். வி ஆல்சோ என்கரேஜ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் விசிட்டிங் டிஎன்ஏயூ டு ஷேர் தேர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், வியூஸ் அண்ட் தேர் கோல்ஸ் வித் அவர் லிசனர்ஸ். So today we are going to meet Arvind G from College of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, Maharashtra. Hi Arvind.
Hi listeners, this is Arvind Sharachandra Gauss. I am from Dr. Balasaheb Sawant Konkan Krishi Vidyapeeth Dapoli's College of Agriculture Engineering and Technology student. I am basically from Goa.
Arvind, can you please explain our listeners the purpose of your visit to this university?
Yes, our university encourages the exposure to the different places, different agricultural technologies, different agricultural practices happening all over India. As per that, we had a South India tour in the third year of degree program. We are here to visit several universities, like as we have visited UAS Bangalore and Dr. Jaishankar Telangana Agriculture University, which is in Hyderabad. Then we are here at Tamil Nadu Agriculture University to see the Agriculture Engineering College and the different technologies that has been happening over here.
Well, then what are the places you visited here in this university?
Yeah, starting from beginning, we had been to the farm machinery and power section. In the labs, we have seen the several implements which have been developed in here in this campus. And also the technologies, means how they... actually, I got to know first time here that here, research projects have been held in collaboration with the industries, which indeed promotes the growth of any technology which is developed here within this campus or within this university, you can say. Then we had been to the food processing section. Yeah, there is pretty much and pretty good valuable things that has been working here in TNAU. After that, we had been to renewable energy department and then, ergonomics lab. Actually, we have been much in the engineering part rather than the agriculture part, which I feel that which will be even more than the engineering part, because engineering prospect is confined within its limit, but agriculture is not confined in the engineering prospect itself. Seeing the buildings around, seeing the department and seeing the own building of own department, I'm like, oh my God, can't express the feeling.
Okay, Arvind. Of the technologies you came across today, which one inspired you very much and you think it will be of very much immense use to the farmers and the public?
Well, I can't say any technology I like which is useful to farmers as such by pointing out one technology, as it will be insult to the other technology which might be, I haven't seen, but machineries part I am a bit fond of, so I'll encourage that, but it will be injustice to all the other technologies or any other practices which have been developed within this campus and that I didn't encourage.
No, I didn't mean that. Like, which one inspired you? That means, which one you are interested in? Yeah, That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, ma'am, I'm interested in farm machinery part. And yeah, the pretty much work is going on here. I'm just within the limits of whatever I had seen. But I feel that even pretty more work is going on here that I haven't seen. And actually, I wanted to interact with some good students that I didn't get to see because probably our schedule, I can't. There is a lot of things to be said about TNAU, but I can't express because right from the time I've entered in TNAU, I'm like amazed seeing the each and everything here. I was like, oh my God. See, at one side, one department, another side, another department. Department itself has its own building. Then the university building, oh my God, that watch. Actually, I wanted to see the watch, the working of that, because I've heard that that watch works without any energy as such. Just you need to wind it, something like that. As an engineer, I was like more interested in the, and then like starting with this farm machinery section. Then we had went to food processing, then renewable energy, then lab. All, it's really awesome. And I would like to say that this must be the place where you have to be, not only for research purpose, but only for the aspirants in 12th or maybe the upcoming young scientists or young engineers, this is the right place to be at. Of course, there are many other institutions, but I am renowned by a statement that South India is more known for the research, right from US Dharwad to TNAU. Even this, covering all the states like Kerala, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh are well known for the research. And these are the states where you have to be for the people who are aspiring for ICAR.
Okay, can you please share your future plans in your profession?
Well, it's a very complicated question for me. As being an agriculture engineer, I won't be continuing in my master's. I want to be a designer. But the thing is that I won't be leaving my base. I want to be a product designer in agriculture engineering. There are many colleges available, like in Varanasi, that's rural agriculture design, not agriculture, rural design basically. But yeah, I would like to work in agriculture. Probably, in short, I would like to say I want to be a social entrepreneur.
Do you think that our education should be useful for the rural people? What do you think about that?
Ma'am, the thing is that I don't believe in direct education like teaching as such. Rather, I would like to say every Indian is a scientist in his own way. But the thing is that every art or anything needs to be proper feeding requirement that to develop it thing. Right from a child to an adult, every Indian is a scientist. He doesn't need any classification like he's in rural, he's in urban, as such. Every Indian or every person in this country is a scientist in his own way. But the thing is that his art or his thing needs to be papered or needs to be get proper feeding to be in a proper way. So that will indeed need reflect in education, what you said, rural education. Now that it's happening, like the person who can afford can go to school. That's not the thing actually. Every Indian is getting education by some way or other. Right from the farmer, he might have not been even heard about school, but right from the day one he's been in farm, he's getting learning different thing. I would like to mention about a farmer, I don't know his place, he discovered HMT rice. What he did, he just farmed one rice, one different from others. So what he did, he conducted many field trials. After that, he found that, yeah, this is worth, this we can do. This is better than the traditional variety what we had did. So he kept on doing his breeding practices rather than following the things what he used to do in his past. He just found something different from whatever the things were going on. And right from that, he became an inventor. With no education, just observation. See, if this observation can matter this much, see, every traditional or every farmer, the things, somewhere or the other, might observe something in his field. And if he can identify that, and if he has a solution for that, I think every farmer can be an inventor, every farmer can be a scientist, and every farmer can be a contributor to the future of our country.
Okay, what do you think about the role of radio in our country?
Well, at least now I don't use radios, which I used to be when I was like 5 to 13. But the thing is that still people have the craze of radio. And yeah, somewhere over the other, if you just turn out the radio and yeah, you are listening something, yeah, you get to know something or the other, which you might have not known. Or if you're even not concentrating that, just some things are there, some key points or something or the other strikes your mind. And probably you may find your dream wish or any instinct that might change your life. Can't say.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your views about TNAU and radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks, ma'am, for providing me platform to share my views. Thanks a lot.
We were listening to Arvind G. from Dr. Bala Saheb Savan, Konkan Krishi Vidyapeeth, College of Agricultural Engineering and Technology, Maharashtra. It's nice to hear from him that every farmer is a scientist, no? You can share your views and opinion with us by calling 0422 243-1055. Thank you.